The Legislative Reapportionment Commission approved the updated maps 4-1. Republican House Leader Kerry Benninghoff was the lone no vote, arguing both the House and Senate plans are problematic for non-white voters and do too much to protect Democratic incumbents. Republican Senate Leader Kim Ward joined both Democratic leaders on the panel and Chairman Mark Nordenberg in voting yes.
This is an imperfect process and it's an imperfect final plan, but I am confident that at least the Senate portion of this meets all the constitutional requirements.
The updated maps carve up counties a few more times than they did initially, but the Senate plan creates one more open seat in an area with a majority of non-white voters and appears to allow a few more Republican and Democratic incumbents to keep their seats. Both maps can be challenged in the state Supreme Court for the next 30 days. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.